Okay, we are on Yud Aleph Amud Beis. We're in the middle of the sugya of Hitiru Sofan Mishum Tchilasan. We spoke about Ha'arama, that was the important few lines before the Mishnah. Then we got into Ula's statement. Ula makes a statement that the three cases that are the matir, they allowed the ends action, Mishum Tchilasan, and Rav then the fourth case that was added on by Rechava Amar Rabbi Yehuda. That was the these four cases listed. So now the Gemara is going to go into what's the chiddush of Ula and Rechava Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Don't we know each of these from a Mishnah or a Brisa? So why does Ula have to come up with this major statement? Three things they matired so far Mishim Tchilasan. Don't we know this already from the Mishnais? So we are about 15 lines down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The seventh line of the Gemara. Seventh line of the Gemara, second word. Arlef Ne'adursan, Tanina. Case number one that Ula mentioned is the Arlef Ne'adursan, that you're allowed to put the, according to Beis Hillel, you're allowed to put the skin in front of the tramplers, you're allowed to put it on the floor so it can be trampled on Yantav, because if you don't allow that, because then the guy wouldn't shecht in the first place, and there would be a mania of Simchas Yantav. So ask the Gemara, Tanina, we already learned that in the Mishnah, we learned that yesterday. So the Gemara answers, no, the reason you might have thought might not have been Simchas Yantav. You might have thought that the reason the Beis Hillel allows it in the Mishnah has nothing to do with Simchas Yantav. It just has to do with it's ra'i to sit on. If it's ra'i to sit on, so then Memela, there's no problem here. And therefore you might have extended Beis Hillel's opinion that even if you had shechted on Erev Yantav, you might be able to do this with the skins, put it on the floor. Kamash Balan, that's the chiddush of Ula. Don't think it's purely based on the fact that you can sit on it, but it's not totally mutter. The only reason it would be mutter is because of the issue of Simchas Yantif, and that is why we would only allow you to do it to Yantif in the Erev Yantif flow. Only if you shechted on Yantif, where you have no other choice, that's where the reason applies of Hitiru Sofa Mishim Tchilasan. Mashen came when it comes to something that was shechted on before Yantif itself. Number one. Number two, the second case that is dealt with by Ula is Trisei Chanuyos, the chiddush that Beis Hillel allows you to even put the boards back up on the shutters back up on the shops. So Trisei Chanuyos, we also learned that in the Mishnah. Ubeis Hillel Matir Nafla Hachzir, but we learned that up top on our Amud. Rabbi Beis Hillel allows you to put it back up on the to close up your shops. So what's the chiddush of Ula? So Ma the Tebet Hamayad Beis Hillel Bishop Dei Binyan Mekalim Meisir Bekalim Vafilu Debatim Nami. You might have said that Beis Hillel, the reason it allows you to put these boards back is because of the principle of Ein Binyan Vein Stira Bekalim. There is no malacha of bone when it comes to movable items. There might be other malachas sometimes. Makabapatish, for example, doing the final hammer blow. Halakhically, being misakein, but there's no binyan. There's no binyan v'stira b'kelim, and therefore here we would allow it afilu debatim nami, even boards that apply, that are not just from the stores, but even stam yav. You want to close up your drawer in your house, you want to close up the cabinet in your house, so you might say that also would be mutter according to Beis Hillel, because it's based on a more fundamental idea that Simchas Yantiv kamash balan. That's ulas chiddush that no hitiru sofa mishim tchilasa the chanuyos in the debatim lo. No, the heter is not purely based on ein binyan v'stira b'kelim. It's based on hitiru sofa mishim tchilasa. But Beis Hillel holds Ein Binyan V'Stira B'Kelim. Right? So what do you mean? What's the Kamash Balan? What? That this isn't Kelim? This is Kelim. So some say that there might still be an Isidra Banan. There might be other problems that might come up, which are allowed because of Hitiru Sofa Mishim Tchilasa. There is a general machlokas. We've touched on it in the past. Just to mention it now, and that is Rashi here, and Rashi elsewhere as well. Rashi here says, about the 10th wide line, this is Rashi Shita, that even if you make an entire kli, there is still ein binyan b'kelim ve'ein stira b'kelim. Rashi holds ein binyan v'stira b'kelim klal. This is what he writes here. This is what he writes in Shabbos on Daf Kufayz. This is what he writes earlier in Masechah Shabbos. Ein binyan v'stira b'kelim at all. And Tosfos does not accept this. That's what Rashi says here. Tosfos says al binyan v'stira lo shayach mu lechayuve v'silich v'chazara v'ha'ose kli yogomro b'yatev o Shabbos mishum makeh b'patish hu demachayev. That's what Rashi says about the fifth wide line. That's what Rashi says in many places in Masechah Shabbos, where you think it's a case of Binyan V'Stira B'Kelim. Tosfos says, oh, this is a raya to me, that sometimes there is Binyan V'Stira B'Kelim. Rashi in all those places says, Makabapatish, a number of places. So that's Rashi Shita, there's never Binyan V'Stira B'Kelim. I, says Tosfos, on Daf Kuf Beis and Shabbos, I disagree. Tosfos says, generally a Binyan V'Kelim, but that's only by putting things together. Avobinyan gamur. But if you're making an entire kli, So that is yesh binyan v'kelim. Even the sheet that say ain binyan v'kelim, that's only because you're adding on to a kli, you're doing something to help out a kli. But if it's something that it's making the entire kli, so that is a binyan v'kelim. Vein chilek ben kelim l'karka el b'makom she'ein chizik v'umnis. But if you're making the entire kli, shita Tosfos is there is binyan v'sir b'kelim. That is Tosfos, and Rashi argues with this. This came up, if you remember, we discussed towards the beginning of the Shiurim in Masechah Shabbos when there's a Gemara in Shabbos about Ayin Dalet or so, where it talks about if you make a barrel on Shabbos, you're chayiv seven chatos. And all of you showed him struggle. What are those seven malachas that you did? So Rashi there says, well, it can't be bona because ain binyan b'kelim. And Tosfos says, what do you mean it can't be bona? You're making a whole barrel. So that's where we discussed it, of the binyan v'sir b'kelim. But that is machlokas Rashi Tosfos in a number of places. Rashi holds totally no in binyan v'sir b'kelim, and Tosfos says there is. I guess the cover is called, right, but the assumption is that it's a kli. The assumption is that it's not, well, that's the kamash one, that it's not called a kli. Maybe that's the kamash one. Another pshat, it's not called a kli, but either way. Okay, number three. Case number three, first wide line, Chazaras Matiyah b'mikdash. Ula says the case that you're allowed to take off your bandage in the Beis HaMikdash in order to do the avoda, because if we don't allow you to take it off, so then you'll do the avoda anyway with the bandage on, and you'll do it with a chatzitza. So says the Gemara Hanami Tanina. We also learned that in the Mishnah in Erevin, Machzirin Ritiyah b'Mikdash avalo b'Medina. You're allowed to put the Ritiyah back on in the Beis HaMikdash, but not outside the Beis HaMikdash. What is the issue of putting the bandage back on? What's the chashash? The chashash is, let's say, the chatzitza issue. That's leaving it on. But what malacha is involved there? That's a chashash mimareach. It's a chashash that, you know, the gauze, the cream inside is going to be smoothed out. So says the Gemara, don't we know that from a Mishnah? What is Ula being Mechadesh? So again, the Gemara says, you might have said that the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. There are no Isuri Drabanan that apply in the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, Afilu Kohen de la bar avodahu. Even a Kohen that is not doing the Avoda might be able to remove his bandage and put it on. Where the reason doesn't apply of, you're worried about Chatzitza. What if he's not doing the Avoda? He's just, he's a Balmum, whatever he is, he's not doing the Avoda. Does it also, this had to, excuse me, also apply to him? So you might have said yes. Kamash Malan, Hiti Rusov Abishin Shklasa. We say no, the Heter is only, as Ula says, because sofa mishut chilasan, the baravoda in, the la baravoda lo. Period. So again, what's the kamash malan? We hold of ein shvus b'mikdash. So what's the kamash malan? You don't say ein shvus b'mikdash? No, you do say ein shvus b'mikdash. We have the Ketzer Mishnah of the past who says ein shvus b'mikdash is based on Kohanim's reason heim. Kohanim are in the base of mikdash. They're careful. They'll make sure there are no issues with the rabbanim done. So what's the kamash malan here? So this is at the time of doing the avodah. So you might say, to a similar idea that we had in the past, maybe what's called shvus krova hitiru, shvus rechoka lo hitiru, shvus krova where it's mamish right now, that's where they will allow. Ain't shvus b'mikdash isn't a general principle, but if there's a need right now, so right now we'll allow it because in 5 minutes from now you won't. We don't allow you to take it off, so then you're going to wear it. It'll be a problem of chatzitza. So maybe there's a type of limit on the shvus b'mikdash. Others say that no, this is a very probable shvus. And a very probable shvus that might occur putting this bandage back on, so there we're not going to allow it unless it's a real tzarech of hitiru sofa b'shut chilasim. Okay, that's the third case. The fourth case, that's mentioned by Rechava Amar Rabbi Yehuda, not mentioned by Ula, is this case. Poseches chaviso nami, tanina. We also learned the fourth case of opening the barrel. What was that case? As follows. Poseches chaviso maskla bisaso agav haregel. If you open up your barrel, or you start a dough on yantif. As we mentioned yesterday, the kula is that on yantif, you could assume everybody is tahar. Everybody star, either ame haaretz, who usually have the halachic status assumption of tamei, you could assume on yantif that everybody is star. Why can you assume this? Shasita's Rashi, why you can assume this is because, the first wide line, you don't want to embarrass people. You don't want to embarrass people. Everybody's in Yerushalayim. You're going to serve wine to some people and not to other people. You're going to be machalics. You don't want to embarrass people. There was this takana derabanan that said that you could assume everybody is star. That's Rashi's line on top. Ishtari shalola vaisham, first wide line. So this is anyantif. So what happens though, common case, you open a barrel on yantif, you were allowed to, it's all tahar, and now it's after yantif, and you have leftovers. So, are you allowed to extend the heter? because they touched it on Yantif. So Bishaito, it was allowed. Or do you say, no, now it's after Yantif, the reason doesn't apply anymore, so therefore now I have to treat my barrel as tame. So what do you do? That's a machlokas. So Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Yigmar. Rabbi Yehuda says you can be Yigmar, you can finish off the barrel, you know, no problem. The heter of Tahara from Yantif could extend till afterwards. V'chachamim Omer Lo Yigmar. The Chacham say, no, that you're not allowed to finish it because what's done is done. So says Rechava Omer Rabbi Yehuda. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, this is another example. Because why does Rabbi Yehuda allow you to treat it as Tahara after Yantif? Because if not, you're not going to open it in the first place. Because you're going to know you're going to have leftovers, so you're not going to allow it, you're not going to open it in the first place for these people. So isn't that also learned in a brisa? So says the Gemara in the Mishnah. I'm sorry. So ma'ad teima tumas amaris beregel ketara shavir rabbanan. No, the chiddush is as follows. Like this, you might have said that the tumah of an amaris on yantif is like totally tahor. V'yavagam to lo hischol nami. You might have said the heter of Rabbi Yehuda is even if you didn't start giving out the wine in your barrel. You opened it, they touched it, but you didn't start using it right away. So you might have said that's also mutter and considered tahor after yantif. Kamash malani tirasov mishem tchilasan hischol lo hischol lo. So the Gemara answers, no, that's the chiddush of Rechava Amar Rabbi Yehuda. It's only where the hefter really kicked in, where you gave it, and that it had the reason of Shalom Levaisham went into play, and that's only allowed because of Shalom Mishab Tchilasan. So those are the four cases quoted, three by Ula and one by Rechava Amar Rabbi Yehuda. What's the chiddush of each case, even though all of these are already known in the Mishnah? Says the Gemara now, just a slight problem. My time alo Amar lo Amar, Ula my time alo Amar. So why didn't Ula say case number four? Why did he only say the first three cases? And Rechava had it add on the fourth case. Why did he leave that one out? So about Pluto Lokamayri, he didn't want to mention a case that has an argument in it. The first three cases are Lokulayama. So that's why he mentioned those. He didn't want to mention a case without an argument. Right? We find elsewhere that cases without arguments are put on a higher level regarding certain ideas. Right? Regarding what? What is that the basis for? That's why we say Zel Makomen in the morning. One of the reasons why we try to say Torah, Mishnah, and Gemara in the morning. So we say Torah, we have Zel Makomen, which is the fifth parak of Zvachim. If we have time to say it, we try to. And then Rabbi Shmuel is a price, let's consider Gemara. So why do we pick Zel Makomen, the fifth parak? So number one is Karbanos. It's good to say Karbanos every day. But number two is it's one of the only prakim in Shas without a machlokas. Only one of the only prakim in Shas without a machlokas. That's why I like to start off with Achdus in the morning. So says the here too. So Ula didn't want to get into machlokesim, right? He says b'plukta lo kamayri. He didn't want to discuss cases that there was a machlokes. Says the Gemara, 1 second. Harachnami plukta nidu. All of these cases are machlokesim. Beishamav Yisilel. They're all machlokesim. So what is he talking about? He didn't want to get into machlokes. So says the Gemara, an important yisod, that the machlokesim between Beishamav Beis Hillel are different than the other machlokos. Beishamav, welcome Beis Hillel, ain't a Mishnah. Beishamav in the place of Beis Hillel is ain't a Mishnah. What does that mean? There is, according to halacha lamaisa, the halachic validity. Lamaisa, not in Svara, Chas V'Shalom, which we'll mention in a second, but in terms of the acceptance of Beis Shammai, B'makom Beis Hillel, there is no acceptance of Beis Shammai. This is different than any other Shita Dechuya mentioned in the Mishnayos and in the Brises, that we say, okay, it could be Nitche, but, you know, there's still a leg to stand on. If there is a Mesorah to hold like that opinion, then people could hold like that opinion in a certain place. But when it comes to Beis Shammai, halachically, it was decided, Beis Shammai, B'makom Beis Hillel, ain't a Mishnah. And that's why we remember in Maseches Brachos, Rabbi Tarfon got in trouble because he laid down to say Kriya Shema, and it was a Sikanta, it was a Basakonis, the Fashis. Why? What do you mean? You all like the other Shita. Say he was wrong. Don't say he's Chayim Misa. In the beginning. So it says, no, Beis Shammai, B'makom Beis Hillel, ain't a Mishnah. Rav Soloveitchik though pointed out, very importantly, and that is, when we say in a Mishnah, that's only in terms of halacha l'maisa. Chas v'shalom, in terms of chefsa shel Torah, in terms of what you're going to say, let's say you spend three days on Shitas Beis Shammai in the Beis Medrash, is that Bittul Torah? Beis Shammai, B'makom Beis Hillel, ain't a Mishnah. The first couple of blad of Maseches Nida is all about Beis Shammai. Right, so that's all, what's that written for? You have to skip those? Chas v'shalom. In terms of halacha l'maisa in a Mishnah, but in terms of a chefsa shel Torah, regarding Birchas HaTorah, regarding Kiyam Talmud Torah, that's the same status. The same thing he said one time, he writes, Rav Shatner quotes the story that a Baal HaBas once asked Rav Soloveitchik after 15 years in the Moriah Shul in New York, learning Maseches Megillah and Maseches Brachos. For 15 years they learned it, or whatever, how many years. They said, have we been Mevatel Torah Midaraisa? Because all these Maseches are about Mitzvahs Derabanan. We spent so many times on Mitzvahs Derabanan. So, of course not. It's just like Beis Shammai. In terms of the Chi of Gavra, you might say, either it's rejected or it's the Chi of Derabanan. But in terms of the Chefza Shel Torah, That's our Isa. Adin Rabbanan, Mesechus Megillah, and Brachas, and Baba Kamen, and Baba Basra is all the same. It's all the same in terms of the Chesed Shel Torah, and the same thing with Shitas Beis Shammai. So Eina Mishnah just means in terms of halachic import that, you know, that it could have teeth, Lamaisa. But in terms of the Torah aspect of it, Elu ve'elu, Divrei Elokim Chai.
Didn't we also have a case where that we said we could reverse the opinions?
So can we reverse the opinions? But that's because there must be a problem in our Mesorah, but not that we would hold like Beis Shammai. There are certain exceptions where we have a Mesorah, that Beis Shammai is Lekula and Beis Shil is Lechumra. And there is a Kabbalistic source. Again, I don't think this is in the Gemara anywhere. If anybody does, please let us know. That we're going to pass on like Beis Shammai when Mashiach comes. We're going to be on a different level. We'll be able to be Machmer in all the cases. We'll be passing like Beis Shammai. But again, that's a Kabbalistic source. Right now, we're Pashut Yidin. We're living Bizman Hazeh, and we go like Beis Hillel. Okay, yeah.
So Ravashi, how the Gemara gave the same chashivas to Beis Shammai because it's Svara.
Exactly. Ravina and Ravashi gave the same chashivas to Beis Shammai in terms of the discussions as Beis Hillel, even though we already know Ein Mishnah there. But it wasn't decided until after them. That's a good raya. That's a great raya. That's a good point. That why is Beis Shammai discussed Bichlal in the Gemara? Every line of the Gemara is meant to teach us something. Every Havamina. Right. Okay, Masisa Deloki Aitana, the Mishnah is not like the following Brisa, because the following Brisa has a different formulation of the Machlokas. What was our Machlokas in the Mishnah? That Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to even take the boards off from the stores, and Beis Hillel says you're even allowed to put them back on. So, this has a different formulation. The Tanya the Brisa says, Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel, Amar Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Modim Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Shemasakar Tashuzim Biyadiv. Everybody agrees you can take them off. Even Beis Shammai says you can take the boards off in the first place. The only difference is, the only machlokas is, to put them back. So that's a different way, the different version of the machlokas than we have, period. When do you say there are issues with putting these boards back? When they have a hinge. Hinges in those days weren't like hinges that we have. Hinges in those days were basically have a point sticking out of the door and it went into the hole in the door. Right, that was the hinge, or it's also called what do they call it there?
Pivot.
A pivot is a good word. Pivot's a good word. So I know they would call it a hinge. But again, so that's in the old days, that's what it's talking about. Yishlam Seer, that's when it's more of a problem. Aval Ein Lahem, because that's more Doma Labinyin. Aval Ein Lahem Seer, but if it doesn't have any pivot or hinge, it just fits into the hole, so then Divrei HaKol Mutter. Then everybody would give that's Mutter. You know what that's like? That's like closing a door. When you close a door, that's also closing up a hole, but you're not sticking anything in. That's just closing the door. So v'hat Tanya asked the Gemara, b'med Rabbeim she'in lam sir, v'yish lam sir, divya kol aser. We have a different brisa that says the opposite. The first brisa says the machlokas is if it has a pivot, but if it doesn't have a pivot or a hinge, it's mutter. The other brisa says the opposite. If it doesn't have a sir, then everybody agrees. If it doesn't have a pivot or a hinge, then that's the machlokas. But if it does, then everybody agrees aser. So Amar Abaya, Abaya tells us really there are three levels. The brisas are each talking about different cases. There are three kinds of boards that you put back in place. B'sheyesh lohem tzir min hatzad divrei hakol aser. If it has one at each end, imagine you have a door or a board and has a thing sticking out at each end to fit into the holes. So that's really domei labinyin. Rashi says that even Beis Hillel would argue that that's aser. Because that's really, you're fitting it in perfectly, that's really going to stay there, it fits in. That's domei labinyin. Ein lahem, and that's the Bryce's line that says everybody agrees it's aser. Ein lahem tzir kol ikir, if there's no hinge or pointy edge at all, divrei hakol mutter. So then everybody agree mutter if it doesn't have anything. The machlokas is ki pligi b'shesh lahem tzir be'emsa. If it has one thing sticking out right in the middle, so that's not as sturdy as having two at the end, so then that's the case of machlokas. Marsover gazrin and tzir be'emsa atu tzir min hatzad. Some say we're gozer a tzir be'emsa, one in the middle, atu the case where you have two at the ends. Umarsover lo gazrinan. Period. Okay, so that is the really, there's no machlokas. Each brisa, Rashi works it out. Each brisa is discussing another line. There's no machlokas in the brisas. Okay, here we go. Important Mishnah. Machlokas, now we get into the sugya of mitoch. Mitoch. What's mitoch? Let's see. Veshamei omrim, ein motziin lo es hakatan, velo es halula, velo es hasefer l'rishos harabim. Beis Hillel says, you're not allowed to carry out a katan, a child, or a lulav, or a sefer Torah, to Rishus Harabim. Now let me take it out on Yantif. Why? Because Beis Shammai says there is a heter of ochel nefesh on Yantif. You're allowed to cook ochel nefesh. You're allowed to do some other malachas, lusarach ochel nefesh. But Beis Shammai says that's it. things are only mutter, the heter is only letzorech ochal nefesh. It is not extended more than that. So carrying a child out has nothing to do with eating. So therefore, the regular isurim of hotzah apply, without an eruv we're talking about. The regular isurim of hotzah would apply. Carrying out a sefer Torah, it's even letzorech mitzvah does not allow you, is not good enough. Only letzorech ochal nefesh. That is shitas beis shammai. He does not hold of what we call mitoch, which we'll explain in a second. Ubeis hillel, so what? Doesn't matter. Simchas yantif doesn't allow you to do anything you want. This is only letzorech ochal nefesh. Ubeis hillel matirin. And Beis Hillel says, no, it's mutter, because Beis Hillel holds to the principle, mitoch shehutra letzorech ochal nefesh, once something is aser mutter for the heter of ochal nefesh, so then, hutra nami shelo letzorech ochal nefesh, once a malacha is allowed letzorech for the need of ochal nefesh, so then the halacha is that we're allowed to extend it shelo letzorech ochal nefesh. Why is this? Is there any svara for this? So the simple understanding is that once a certain malacha is mutter in certain cases, so that's already a reflection that it's not such a chamor malacha today. If you're allowed to cook today, so that shows cooking inherently is not as chamor malacha as it is, let's say, on Shabbos. If you're allowed to do a hotzah today, that's a reflection that it's not as much a malacha as it is elsewhere. So that is why Beis Hillel holds of mitoch. Mitoch is hutzah, letzorech hutzah, shelo letzorech, therefore any hotzah would be allowed on a yontif. There is another, I saw, idea, svara, that you would call for, that Rabbi Yosef Engel mentions. Rabbi Yosef Engel says, based on mitoch, he says, we know at the beginning of Maseches Baba Kama, talks about the Arba Avos Nezikin. Well, of us to Zikin, Sharbar Mav and Hever. So in there, the discussion is of, within Shar, you have Keren, Shane, and Regel. Remember those terms. So what's Shane? Shane is if the animal eats something. So your animal eats something, that's a damage. The Gemara says, though, Shane doesn't only include if the animal eats. It's any case where the animal does anything for its own hana'ah. If it scratches itself against your fence and knocks down the fence, if it rolls around in your fruits because it's cooling itself off, all of those are included in Shane. So what do you see from the essence of Yosef Engel? All hana'os are included in achila. All hanos, because of Shane, are included in Achila. So he says that's the heter ochal nefesh here. Because we know, kehetero kachisuro. Imatzinu shehutra hotzah letzorech achila, yeish aflatir letzorech sharanos, shehein toldos shel achila. Just like there are toldos of Shane, therefore there are toldos of Shabbos, and there are toldos of Yantif. So that's what he suggests is the reason behind mitoh. Yeah. So mitzvah slav lahenos nindu. I don't think this is getting into mitzvahs. I think this is just getting into the category of hana'ah. Right, I think this is just the heter of ochel, what's called ochel nefesh. So he's saying it's not just mitoch. What was the first part that I gave? That this is a reflection about this malacha, and therefore, according to him, no, this is kind of like all ochel nefesh. Ochel nefesh is kind of any hanah that you would get. Is it only hanah saguf or any other type of hanah? That's we'll have to get. Okay, there is a major machlokas which we'll mention now. It'll come up later in the Gemara as well, and that is how far does mitoch go? Okay, it's known as machlokas Rashi Tosos, but really there are three opinions. Rashi here and Rashi in elsewhere, Ksubis assumes that when we say hutranami shalo litzarech, that means shalo litzarech klal. Shalo, you don't need any need. Why are you doing it? I don't know why you do it. You don't need any. There's no minimum need for the tzarech that you need outside of ochel nefesh. Mitoch shalo litzarech ochel nefesh hutranami shalo litzarech ochel nefesh shalo litzarech klal. According to Rashi, you don't need any need mida oraisa. It's going to be mutter mida oraisa. Who says mutter mida oraisa? The malachas that are mutter l'tzorech ochel nefesh, it's mutter mida oraisa. There might be an issur d'rabbanan along the way to do something. But that is shita's Rashi, and that is the shita of the Rambam and the Rif as well. Rashi, the Rambam, and the Rif do not put any limits mida oraisa on the heter of ochel, the heter of mitoch. Tosfos here has two opinions. First, Tosfos and Rabbeinu Chananel hold, no, mitoch shalo l'tzorech ochel nefesh shalo l'tzorech, but shalo l'tzorech has to be a mitzvah. Has to be a mitzvah. What are the examples our Mishnah gives? Lulav, Sefer Torah, even Katan. Katan is Lamubo. It's to give him a bris. Not Stama Katan to take out. Says Tosas Ramein Chananel. So that's the second Shita. The most Chomer Shita. Even to Oraisa. The idea of Mitoch is only Litzorech Mitzvah. That's what it's extended to. Mitoch Shoshu Litzorech Ochel Nefesh Shonami Shalol Litzorech Ochel Nefesh El Litzorech Mitzvah. And then you have the other shita, which Rov Rishonim hold of, and that is not like the extreme of needing mitzvah, not like the other extreme of shlo tzorech klal, but needing tzorech yantif ksas. That's the shita here, quoted in the bottom of the Tosfos of Rabbeinu Tam, second to last line. Like you want to take out a kid because you want to take a walk with him. You want to leave it any tzorech hayom ksas, any yantif need. So then that's enough. Not like Shalotzar Klal, not Lazarach Mitzvah, but that's what Rovi Shonim say. The Bir Halacha summarizes these opinions. You're going to look in Tafkuf Yud Ches, where this comes up. But that is the three Shitas of the Rishonim. How far does Mitoch go? Okay, so now let us get into the Gemara. So Tani Tanaka made Rabbi Yisrael Bar Avdimi, the brisa was taught in front of Rabbi Yisrael Bar Avdimi. Hashochet Olas Nedava B'Yantif Loke. If somebody shechts in Olas Nedava on Yantif, he gets Malkus. So let's talk about this for a minute. Rashi points out that why does it say Nedava? Because any carbon chova that you have to bring, you're allowed to bring a chova. Let's say a carbon tamid. Carbon tamid, you're allowed, you have a mitzvah to bring on Yantif. So that's fine. You're allowed to shecht the carbon tamid and bring it on Yantif. Olas Nedava, though, is not supposed to be brought on Yantif. And it's an Ola, so the Bailim aren't consuming anything. There's no heter ochel nefesh here because they're not eating anything. And ola is kulo kalil. It's all burned on the mizbeach. So let's say somebody shechts an olas nedava on yantif. Says this brisa, you get malchus. Loke. So Rav Yitzchak heard this and Amar Leis says, Darbel Chamani Beishamai. That sounds like Shitas Beishamai. Beishamai who says what? Da Amri, who was they say, Lo Amrina Mitoch Shalotra Hotzar Latzar Chotchan Amish Lolotzarach. They say you don't say the principle of Mitoch. De'i Beis Hillel, because if you hold a Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel holds a Mitoch. Ha Amrina Mitoch Shalotra Hotzar Latzar Chotchan Amish Lolotzarach. Beis Hillel says that once a Malacha is allowed, Latzar Chachal Nefesh, it's allowed even shalol l'tzorach hachal nefesh and hachanami is therefore here too. In this case, by the shechita case, you should also say mitoch shehotcha shechita l'tzorach. Since you can't shecht an animal l'tzorach hachal nefesh, shehotchanami shalol l'tzorach. At least on a daraisa level, you shouldn't get malchus. You shouldn't get malchus in this case according to Beis Hillel, because shechita is one of the malachas that are mutal l'tzorach hachal nefesh. So if you apply the principle of mitoch, you shouldn't get malchus. So says Rav Yitzchak, this brisa about shechita of olas nedava must be according to Beis Shammai. Maskev l'Rabba, Rabba asks on that. How do you know? How do you know that in our Mishnah, the Machlokas is about Mitoch? And therefore, you'd say the case of Shechitas Olas Nedava would only be according to Beis Shammai. Maybe in our Mishnah, they're arguing about something else. Maybe nobody holds a Mitoch. Dilma be'erev Otzal l'Shabbos. They ne'erev Otzal l'Yantif k'mifligi. Maybe they're just arguing about whether there's an Isser of Otzal on Yantif. Period. Forget Mitoch. Maybe that's the machloka. Maybe Beis Hillel does not hold of the Isra of Hotzah on Yantif, based on Psukim. Mar Savar Erev Hotzah l'Shabbos, the Erev Hotzah l'Yantif. Beis Shammai holds there is an Isra of carrying out on Yantif. Mar Savar Beis Hillel holds Erev Hotzah l'Shabbos, the Erev Hotzah l'Yantif. There is no Isra of Hotzah on Yantif. Kiddichsi, below Sotziu Masami Batechem, Beyama Shabbos. As Yirmiyo Anavi tells Bnei Yisrael, don't carry out of your house on Shabbos. The Shabbos in the Yantif Lo, Hotzah is only on Shabbos. So how do you know? How do you know that Hotzah, that the Machlokas is about Mitoch? Maybe everybody agrees there's no such thing as Mitoch. And the Machlokas and our Mishnah is about Hotzah on Yantif? Question mark. Yeah.
Is it a kal v'chomer that Hotzah should be mutter on Yantif?
Should be usher on Yantif? What do you mean?
Because Shabbos is more machmir.
Shabbos is more machmir.
I'm sorry, Yantif. No.
Just the opposite. Just the opposite. Right, so it's fine. So maybe there's no such thing. The Pnei Yeshua here points out, what, we need a pasuk from Yirmiyahu on Navi to prove this. What do you call it? What about the pasuk in the Torah? The pasuk in the Torah is that talks about not carrying, right? The pasuk of Vayaviru Kol B'Machaneh. So says the Pnei Yeshua, two answers. It says, number one, maybe the prat is that, where's this one? Two Pnei Yeshua here. Maybe number one is, Elume Akushia, Maisi Kura the Yirmiyahu. You're right. It needed it. Strengthening it. It's Mefurish. It's Mefurish here that it only applies to Shabbos. Then he says, V'od. No, maybe the Chiddush is that from that pasuk you know that it's even Mutter Midrabanan on Shabbos. Because there Yirmiyahu Navi is talking to the Anshe Yerushalayim. And the Anshe Yerushalayim, we had another Gemara as an Erevin, that in Anshe Yerushalayim was not a Rishus HaRabim. Shabbos was not a Rishus HaRabim. But he's still telling them not to carry out in a non-Rishus HaRabim. So it must be that he's emphasizing them. There's an Issa Drabbanan of carrying on Shabbos. Mashma, and he's saying it's only on Shabbos. So Mashma, there's no Issa Drabbanan on Yantif. So maybe that's the Chiddush of the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, says the Pnei Yeshua. Just to mention, before we go to the next line, something I mentioned in the Drasha a couple of years ago, it was 2 years ago, I checked last night, Pashas Vayakel, where if you look at that whole parak in Yirmiyahu, in Parak Yud Zayin, he's giving Musar. Mashiach's going to come, and then people are going to keep Shabbos, and none of this. And you guys he's rebuking them. You guys do all malachas on Shabbos, and you do Hotzah on Shabbos. He said like twice. He says, you do all malachas on Shabbos, and you do Hotzah on Shabbos. Isn't Hotzah one of the malachas? What is Yirmiyahu? Out of all the malachas Yirmiyahu could pick, why does he pick? And you guys carry out, why does he say any of the other 38 malachas? He only picks Hotzah. A, and not only does he only pick Hotzah, but he seems to parallel, don't do any malacha, and don't do Hotzah. As if there's a parallel, there's two issues here. So Rav Shamshon Raphael Hirsch, in the beginning of Parshas Vayakel, has a beautiful thought related to this. He says, what do we keep Shabbos for? So most of Shabbos is, let's say it this way, most of the week we're involved in constructive activity. We're building, we're plowing, we're making, we're this, we're that. That's what we do the whole week. So on Shabbos, we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're really in charge of productivity. You're in charge of constructive ideas and activities in the world. We stop. That applies to 38 of the malachas. Because 38 of the malachas are constructive, are productive. You produce something. You color something. You shech something. You can't. All the malachas, the first 38, they're all about productivity. That's the first aspect of Shabbos. Zecher l'maisa b'reishis. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of maisa b'reishis. He's the one that creates. He's the one that does. But Hotzah, the Gemara already says, by Hotzah, there's no change. As Tosfos Daf Beis and Shabbos, we discussed this then, Malacha Geruah. It's a weak Malacha. There's no change in the Chefza. You carry it from here to here, so what'd you do? You didn't do anything. So that's what we saw in many places. That's why Tosfos says that Hotzah needs his own Makar in the Torah, because it's such a weak Malacha. But Al Pi Machshava, what's the message of Hotzah? It's not productive. So says Rosh Hashanah Paul Hirsch, he says, Hotzah, there's another message of Shabbos. The whole, what does Hotzah symbolize? The connection between people. The social aspects of life. The nihug of what's going on in the world. Not in terms of productivity, but in terms of everything that's happening in the world. So on Shabbos we say, Hotzah, we don't go out on Shabbos. What does that mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're in charge of what's happening in life. Amongst people, amongst the social element. Everything that's happening in between mankind, in every country in the world, you're in charge of that too. That's a separate message of Hotzah. So that's what he says. If accordingly the Isser of all other malachas expresses the idea that man subordinates the use of his powers over matter to the will of God, the Isser of Hotzah may well express the idea of man's placing his social life too under the dictates of the laws of God. The former is the acknowledgement of the God in nature, the latter in history and human affairs. The one places man's work in nature and on matter under the rule of God, the other his work in the state under the same rule. And that's what he says, that's Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim. Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim is number one. Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my of the world, says that's number two, that's the issue of Hotzah. And that's why Dafka Yirmiyo picks that one, besides just saying all the malachas are usur, you're doing all the malachas, but you've also been violating Shabbos. Okay, there's another verse from the Meshech Chachma, but let's do a little more and then we'll mention it. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yitzchak heard this statement about Shchita on Yantiv, and he heard you get Malkas, he said that must be Beis Shammai. Says Rabbah, who says, maybe there's no Machlokas, maybe nobody holds a Mitoch. And that the machlokas in our mission is only about whether there's hotzah on yantif. Says the Gemara, says Rav Yosef back. No, Matzal, Rav Yosef. Elameato lifugu bavanim. If it's true that they're only arguing about hotzah, they're not arguing about mitoch, then the Mishnah should have spoken about a case about carrying stones, not about ketanim, lulav, or sefer Torah. Why? Why should Mishnah be carrying stones? So machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos, based on their shitas. Rashi said, let's do Tosfos first. Tosfos holds, and what does Tosfos say? Tosfos says you need a tzorach ksas. You need a little tzorach for mitoch. It can't be totally no need. So Tosfos says, if the Mishnah was not a machlokas about mitoch, it was about hotzah, then why didn't Beis Hillel say the extra chiddush that you could carry stones? Because stones are shalom tzorach at all. The fact that it didn't say stones means it's a machlokas about mitoch, because it wanted to give a case where there was a tzorach sas. If it wasn't about mitoch, but it was just about carrying, then it should have given a case which was shalol tzorach klal, because that would be a great illustration of a heter not based on mitoch. That's how Tosfos reads the Gemara. Rashi can't say that, because Rashi says shalol tzorach klal is mutter mishum mitoch. That is Rashi read the Gemara. So Rashi says something that we mentioned all the way back in the Hakdamah to Maseches Beitza. Rashi says, you know why he should have said stones? Because there's a connection between muksa and hotzah. One of the reasons we mentioned in the first note, the Rambam and the Ravid, the beginning in the end of Hilchah Shabbos. One of the reasons that muksa was asered on Shabbos because gzeirah mishum hotzah. You might come to carry out items. Says Rashi, if carrying out was mutter, the Mishnah would have used stones, which is a muksa item, to mention, because there's a connection, there's an affinity between muksa and hotzah. So that would have tipped the scale. That's what Rashi says. Shalo nasar tiltul elamisham hotzah, says Rashi. Umashalo gozer al kol tiltulim. Rashi says the only reason there won't gozer on everything, and that you can't touch anything on Shabbos, because you have to touch some things on Shabbos. But anyway, that's how Rashi reads the Gemara. He can't read it like Tosfos, because he'll shalo nasar chalos mutter. So that's why he has to give another pshat. It has to do with the connection between hotzah and muksa. So therefore, that's how you know, Ella, back to the Gemara, since the Mishnah does not say the case of avanim, shmamina b'hotzah shalotzah klig. So you know they're arguing about mitoch. Period. The Av Rabbi Yochanan Savar Mitoch Shurcho Hotzal Letzorah Chuchanam Shal Letzorah Pligi. Rabbi Yochanan also holds, like we just said, that the Machlokas to Misham Esol is about Mitoch. How do you know that? From the following discussion. The Tony comment to come into Rabbi Yochanan because there was a price that said in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Hamavasho Giranoshe Becholav Biyantif Va'achlo. Don't try this at home. Right? If you cook a gid hanoshe on yantif in milk, and then you eat it, how many malchus are you chayv? So let's assume, right, you did it all at once, you got the proper hasras, whatever, loke chamesh, you get five malchus. Five malchus. Loke mishum mavashal gid, one is because of cooking, you're cooking the gid hanoshe on yantif. You're cooking on yantif. We'll get back to that. That's the important one for us. The loke mishum ochel gid, you get a malchus for eating gid hanoshe. The loke mishum mavashal basa b'chalav, cooking basa b'chalav. The loke mishum ochel basa b'chalav, eating basa b'chalav. The loke mishum havara, you get a malchus for starting the fire. Right? Starting the fire to cook with. So those are five malchus. That's what it said in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Says Rabbi Yochanan back, Amar Leh, Puktani Levra. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, this price is incorrect. Havara Ubishal Eina Mishnah. I do not agree that you should get malchus for lighting the fire and for cooking. Why? That should be taken out. V'im Tim Salom. Why? Because of Mitoch. Because, what? What about, there's no chelav, it's chalav. It's Bishal Basim Chalav. The gid, you get an isser for eating the gid hanoshe. It's isser for cooking gid hanoshe. It's isser for cooking on yantif. So says Rabbi Yochanan, take out havar and bishul. Why? Because he holds the principle of mitoch. So you see, he assumes that bishul holds a mitoch. The imtiv zalor mishnah. Even if you want to say it should be in there, so then it must be beishamahi. Tamina lor mina mitoch shoshel lozorach chuchanam shalol lozorach hachanami lor mina mitoch shoshel havar lozorach chuchanam shalol lozorach. That's all beishamai. The beis hillel, because beis hillel shita is you do hold of it. Keep it tamina mitoch shoshel hotzal lozorach chuchanam shalol lozorach hachanami mitoch shoshel havar lozorach chuchanam shalol lozorach. So that is what that's the Gemara says. The Rabbi Yochanan also assumes that the machlokas to mishamai hillel is about mitoch, and therefore that's how we prove it from the following brisa. So I know Yisrael, you're about to say something. Oh, you're going to tell me about what the Rashash says. That's my guess. Yeah? What do you say?
How does Tosos understand?
Exactly, Baruch Hashem. Right? So Tosos, the Rashash says this Gemara is a writer Rashi against Tosos. Because this is Shalom Tzorah Klal. You're cooking a Gid Hanoshe. What are you going to use it for? You know, Tzorah Ksas. It's a writer Rashi.
Because there's a Lo Ksas here.
There's a Lo Ksas in Echinami, but in terms of Mitoch, says Tosos, you only find Mitoch when there's a Tzorah Ksas. What kind of Tzorah Ksas is there by cooking the Gid Hanoshe? You're not going to be able to eat it. So Rashash says this is a Raya Tzuma for Shitas Rashi. And this is where he gets it from. He says, Chele de Rashi from this Gemara. So Tosos has to deal with it. Tosos is an honest group of people. Top Tosos, what do I do with this Gemara? Yim Tomer, Matzorach Ikam, Mvashal Gid, Kivashu Aser. What kind of tzarech is there? It's aser. It's aser daraisa. The itik in anasha. So it says a huge chiddush. The yesh lomar kivan shahayim bedaito shel zeh la'achlo haynu tzarech yantif. Because you had kavana to eat it, even though it's aser to eat it, but you had kavana to eat it. So in your mind, it was ochal nefesh. So therefore, that's the heter of ochal nefesh. But again, that's a big chiddush. The others say that maybe the chiddush is you did eat it. You did eat it, so it ended up being ochal nefesh. That's why it adds that in. Why does it give a case of four? The eating it is separate. Nothing to do with the cooking. So why does the brisa even mention you cooked it and then you ate it? What does it mention you ate it for? Because that maybe that's the svar for Tosfos. Because it's only considered heter ochal nefesh once you ate it, and it ended up being heter ochal nefesh.
But then you wouldn't be chayiv for
achila. No, but according to Beis Shammai. According to Beis Shammai, you would. That's what Gemara says. According to Beis Hillel, you're right. It would be taken out. But according to Beis Shammai, you would, because he doesn't hold the mitoch. So that is, again, that's the, would it be really tzorach ochal nefesh? Even Beis Shammai would agree. Okay, you'd have to work it out. Right, you have to work it out.
According
think about
to
it.
Tosos,
yeah.
What's not a tzorach then?
According to Tosfos, what's shalol tzorach klal? Yeah. Carrying out avanim. That was the case we gave before. So I always had this problem. It's different why you're carrying it, if it's shalol tzorach klal. What are you doing? Tzorksas. I don't have to find a case that's a reason. I know you're daydreaming. I don't know what the.
And what about the fact that it's muktzah? Because the key always comes up when there's no air, because it's the backdoor key.
Right.
The key, what do you use the backdoor key for? So that you can't carry.
So what about the? If there is a need.
Well,
that's what Rashi said. Is there a connection between the tiltul and the muktzah? But again, once you have mitoch, then a lot of things are mutter. A lot of things are mutter, because even shalol tzarech, it would be mutter. A key has a shame kli.
But not the backdoor key, but you don't need that key.
You don't need that kli, but it still has a shame kli. Still a key. Okay, car keys, that's malach tala isser, but a door key? Door key, I think you'd find a yishmakam lahaka. Okay, let's go. There's more on mitoch, but let's just say one more point on mitoch. There is a Tosfos in Shabbos that asks a kasha that obviously you have to have an answer to. But Tosfos in Shabbos on Daf Sadakei says, the Gemara there says you're allowed to make cheese on Yontif. I don't make cheese on Megabain. is mutter on Yantif. Let's make cheese on Yantif. So says Tosfos there, one second, what's the potential malacha of making cheese? That's boneh. Says Tosfos, according to Beis Hillel, if your house falls down on Shabbat, Yantif, you should be able to build it. Boneh, mitoch shehuchel letzarech, right? So making cheese, that's an answer. Kash, you have to have an answer to. Obviously, there's an answer. Tosfos kind of basically says in Achinami. It only means Rabbanan, it would be a problem. Tosfos kind of accepts the question. But Achronim deal with that Tosfos. You can look there. The Pnei Yeshua there deals with the question, but it's an interesting question dealt with. Okay, let's continue. Beishamay Omrim, remind me about the Meshech Chachma. Maybe we'll do it tomorrow morning, first thing. Beishamay Omrim says the next Mishnah. We know that there's an iser to be mafrish, trumus umaisris, on Shabbos and Yantif, but we did mention a couple days ago, there's no iser to be mafrish chala, because you'd bake the dough. And also matanos, what are matanos? The halach is, bizman beis hamikdash, by every animal that we have, not by kachim, by every chulin animal, we have to give certain parts of the animal to the kohanim, the zrol, the chayayim, and the keva. Right, those are three of the matnos kahuna. So we give those to the kohen. So if we shecht an animal on Yantif, so we've got to take those down and give it to the kohen on Yantif. So you're allowed to be mafrish those on Yantif. You're allowed to take off chala and you're allowed to be mafrish them on chala and matanos. That's what matanos are referring to here on Yantif. The question is, could you bring them to the kohen on Yantif? That's the machlokas. Beishamai says, no, you cannot bring it to the kohen on Yantif. Bein shehurma me'emesh, bein shehurma me'hayom. Whether you took them out, whether you took the chala off before Yantif or on Yantif. Right? Either way, you're not allowed to. Rashi says this is a gzeira mishum hafrashas truma. Gzeira mishum hafrashas truma. If you allow you to do this, then you might think the whole thing is allowed, and you might come to be mafrash truma, which is aser. Gzeira l'gzeira? Okay, we're not going to get to that now. Ubeis Hillel matirin. Beis Hillel allows you, no, you're allowed, we're not worried, you're allowed to take it to the kohen on Yantif. Beishamai says, one second. Gzeira shava chalo matanos. We have a gzeira shava. Rashi says this isn't a real gzeira shava. It just means a comparison. There's a comparison between chalo and matanos. Gzeira shava chalo matanos. Matana l'kohen, utruma matana l'kohen. Chalo matanos are gifts to a kohen, and truma is a gift to a kohen. Kishem shei molichna that truma kach molichas a matanos. Just like you can't give truma to the kohen on Yadiv, so to the matanos. Amalei beisel lo. Beisel says, no, you can't compare them. Imamarte betruma sheini zaki baramasa. By truma, you're not allowed to be mafresh, so it makes sense. You don't want to, even if you do it up beforehand, you don't want to take it to the Kohen, because then you might be come to be mafrish. But these that we're talking about, you can be mafrish on Yantif, and therefore there would be no problem with taking them to the Kohen. We assume, says the Gemara, the Havamina is that the Mishnah only mentions that the hafrasha of the schala and matanos were done either day. So we assume that the Mishnah is also talking about a case then, that there was nishchat. It was nishchat either day. It means so the chiyuv kicked in either yesterday or today. That's what we assume the Mishnah is talking about a case. Even though the Mishnah does not mention the shechita aspect, but the Mishnah is so same. So let's assume that the Mishnah is about a case where the animal was either shechted before Yantif or on Yantif. And Beis Hill, that's the case of Machlokes. Beis Shammai would aser even if it was shechted today on Yantif. Beis Hill would matir even if it was shechted before Yantif. If that's the assumption, though, Mani. Who is the Mani Masizan? Who is the Mishnah like? Lo Rabbi Yosef, Lo Rabbi Yehuda, Ela Acherim. We have three versions of the Machlokes of our Mishnah. And it seems like, according to this then, that only Acherim is going to fit in. The Tanya, what are the three cases? Number one, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda has this version. Lo Nechlu Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, Matan Hashem Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Shammai Lichas, Matan Hashem Meir Hayom, Vishnishchel Dumai Hayom. Rabbi Yehuda says that really, if you have Matanos that were taken off today, let's say you shechted an animal today, and you have Matanos to give to the coin today, everybody agrees that's Mutter. The only machlokas is, let's say you have stuff from yesterday that you forgot to bring. Once you're bringing the stuff from Yantif, which is Mutter, are you allowed to bring the other ones also? With it? Could you bring it as one package? That's the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. The only machlokas is, I'm sorry, everybody would agree that you could bring it with. Everybody would agree that if you have stuff left over from yesterday, and you have stuff that came from today, meaning it was shechted today, and you have mafresh today, everybody would agree you could take them together. The only machlokas between them is if the shechita took place yesterday, and you should have taken care of it yesterday, and you didn't. That's the machlokas. That's the machlokas between them. The kachoy beishamai, and this is what beishamai would say. The same conversation is in the Mishnah. Same conversation each time. But opinion number one, Rabbi Yehuda, is what's the machlokas between beishamai and beishalel? Only if the shechita happened yesterday, and you should have taken care of this yesterday. If you didn't, so then that's the machlokas. But if it happened today, everybody would agree mutter. So, right, so that's against our Mishnah, the way we understand it. Because our Mishnah, we said, kasal kadaitach, that it's either one, both before and after. So Rabbi Yehuda does not like our Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi, second version of our Mishnah. Everybody agrees about matanas. That's not the discussion of Beisham Beisilel. The machlokis is only about truma, which is also not like our Mishnah. But and again, it quotes the same conversation. Right, that's the second version. That Rabbi Yossi says the only machlokas is about truma, not about matanos. So again, that's not like our Mishnah. Acherim omrim, number three, third version. No, the machlokas, they don't argue about truma. Everybody agrees by truma that it's aser. Lo nechlu ela al hamatanos. Shebeishami omer emolichin, beisela omer molichin. So Acherim say the machlokas is about matanos. Beishami says no, and Beisela says yes. Acherim aren't specific what they mean. So Gemara assumes lema Acherim hiv lo Rabbi Yehuda. Let's assume that our Mishnah is like Acherim, who is not specific. So our Mishnah is also not specific. Meaning Acherim and our Mishnah say that the machlokas is bein. The case is from a shechita today, being the case shechita from yesterday. So are we to assume that our Mishnah is only like a chayrim? So Gemara answers, no. Amar Rav, amik tani shehur mayom v'sheshkul mayayom. Does it really say in the Mishnah that everything happened today? Shehur muktani, all it says is that it was huram, it was hufrash today. Ula olam shechita sameyemesh. But really the shechita happened yesterday. That's the case of machlokas. But if everything happened today, it would be mutter. So Gemara says, yeah, so v'lemer v'yehuda v'lo achayrim. So are you telling me that the Mishnah should be only like Rabbi Yehuda and not like achayrim? Because Rabbi Yehuda is the one that said that machlokas is by a case from yesterday, but today everybody would agree mutter. So Gemara says, no, afilu teim achayrim. Ubanat v'rishkul demei emesh. No, maybe achayrim agree with Rabbi Yehuda. Achayrim didn't specify their shita. Maybe achayrim agree with Rabbi Yehuda that the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is only about a case where you should have taken care of it before Yontif. But if it happened on Yontif, if you did Shechita on Yontif, you can't take the matanas to the Kohen. So Yehachi and Rabbi Yehuda. So then, if that's true, then what's the difference between 1 and 3? What's the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Acherim? Ikebenayu tfeila. The difference is whether you can take stuff from yesterday along with stuff from today. Stuff from today is definitely mutter. If you have stuff from yesterday, can you take it along with the Kohen to the Kohen today? So that is the machlokas. Just two more lines, and then we'll finish the sugya. Even though there's two dots here, just two more lines. We pass on like Rabbi Yossi, which is number two, that the machlokas between them is only about taking truma, but everybody agrees taking matanos. And a story to illustrate. Rabbi Tuvi breed Rabbi Nechemya habi le garvet the chamed the truma. He had a jug of wine of truma. Also, guy with Rabbi Yosef, Amalu, my lam tuya lekoin ha'idna. Can I bring this jug of truma to the coin today? So Amalei, how can Rabbi Yehuda Meshmol halach Rabbi Yossi? Yeah. Well, halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. What's Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi is only machlokas about taking truma, and Beis Hillel allows it. The other opinions say everybody agrees that it's usher by truma. But according to Rabbi Yossi's version, which the Gemara says that's what we paskin, that Beis Hillel allows you even to take truma to the coin on Yontif. The only problem would be to be mafresh the truma. That's a tikkun. But to take the truma there on Yontif is not a problem. Period. The Gemara finishes here. Then we get into tomorrow, important discussion of grinding on Yontif. Tochein, Borer, that's the discussion coming up over the next couple of days. Okay, but I'll start by the same with the Meshech Chachma tomorrow morning.